Welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show, where energy and medicine meet. I will be your host for the next hour. I have over 19 years of healthcare experience and began my career as an energy medicine practitioner while working as an oncology nurse at a Seattle area hospital. My skill in moving energy combined with my medical background have been a catalyst for change in many people's lives. I hope the next hour will be transformative for you as well. Good morning and welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show. We are live here. I'm in my home office. Benny and Jen are in the studio and we're taking calls today, of course. I just want to remind everyone, this is your hour of feeling more love for yourself, appreciating yourself. You know, it's great to appreciate nature and the universe, but you really need to appreciate yourself. That would be highly important. Remember, you're part of this co-creative process. So the universe is always out there to help you with anything. But when you have a goal that you are moving through beautifully and, you know, things are unraveling for you and you're getting more and more awareness, I want you to thank yourself, because the co-creative process that the universe is always in, that viable, highly powerful, sustained place all the time. That's just who it is. And when you are allowing yourself to become more aware and conscious, it's because you have done enormous inner work. You have fallen in love with you and you need to give yourself the credit. So this is your appreciation, your self-appreciation hour. Welcome. We're thrilled that you're here.
And who doesn't want to give people credit, even themselves, yeah. Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's kind of the last person we give credit to. You know, we tend to, you know, appreciate everyone else. And that's lovely, but you got to bring it back to yourself.
It totally can happen. All right. Well, let's open up these phone lines for the Marie Manucherry Show. And we'll take Sean calling in from the Olympia area. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Sean. What can I do for you?
About a month ago, I was in the hospital with a heart issue. And they gave me some medication, and I mean, I have a strong heart. I exercise. I never smoked in my life. I don't drink, and I'm still, I have next month, I have an appointment to get in to see him. Mm-hmm. I want to know if you have any insight.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you have a healthy heart and you haven't, you know, done things that could potentially put it at risk. And the fact that they don't want to see you for a month is actually a good sign. Otherwise, they would have you in the next day, you know, they wouldn't let you out of the hospital until they had done certain procedures or whatnot. But you do have a large leak at the back of your heart chakra. And the back of the heart chakra, which is in the upper thoracic chest, it is the highest receptivity center in the entire body. So instead of you taking energy in through this viable vortex that would feed your lungs, your heart, breast tissue, the mid spine, you know, anything in that upper thoracic area, you're actually leaking out your life force, which can weaken any of the structures that I just mentioned. So you're going to have to learn to receive. How do you feel about that?
I'm good.
Okay, good. And do you know what I mean when I say you have to learn to receive? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, okay. So what this means is that you are probably an overgiver, an over-nurturer. You care a lot about others. These are all great qualities in a human being. But when we don't have balance, when we're giving, even if we're just emotionally giving or psychically giving or energetically giving, along with actually doing a lot for others, and we're not receiving, there's a lack of energy. And so you can't keep giving if you're not receiving. And you really can't give to the level that you would be most delighted in if you don't have enough energy coming into your body. So I would love for you for every day is to create a visualization or somehow know, you know, allow yourself to have an experience where you're taking energy in through your back. So maybe you would visualize something that you love, whether it's race cars or hummingbirds, or puppies, or, you know, not people, because people can also make us angry or disappointed. So it needs to be something that you really love. And I'd love for you to imagine that it's moving into your back.
Okay.
And this is a forever exercise or some other replacement for you throughout your lifetime, because you're an older soul and it's just easier for you to give. Does that make sense when I explain it to you that way?
It does. I never have enough time for myself. Usually I kind of always given to my kids and the wife and other family members and friends.
Yeah, that has to stop. In fact, until you are in a healthy, receptive area, because you got a warning, you had a ding, 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 you had to go into the hospital, you know? And so you have to stop giving so that you can learn how to receive before you go back to a balance of giving. How do you feel about that?
So just take a lot more time for myself and...
Well, you really have to stop giving. I mean, that's what I'm being told. And it's not forever, but it's kind of like, you know, like if we have an oil leak in our car and, you know, we're filling it up so that we can get to the mechanic and have it repaired, but we can't go on a long trip. We can't be out in the car for a long period of time. We have to just drive straight to the mechanic's office and wait till it's repaired. So you need to wait for some repair work to occur in your body, which could take a while. This is an old pattern that isn't just from this lifetime. It's from previous lifetimes. It's like stitched into your being. There's probably a belief that you won't be loved or cared for to the level that you deserve unless you're giving. And it could be very unconscious. So you have to stop. Your new favorite word is no.
Okay. It'll be hard, but I'll give it
I know, but it's worth it. And you will be happier. And it's actually better. A lot of times when we're overgivers, people take advantage of us. And that's not good for them either. They need to learn to take care of themselves.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll do my best and work hard at it.
Great. Thank you. And be very loving to yourself in the process.
Okay. I'll do my best. I'll work hard at it.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Sean, for calling in from Olympia. Let's see here. We'll take now Leslie calling in from the Oregon area. Hi, Leslie. Welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited to be here. And my main question is I just want to find out a little bit more about my guides and also what the message might be for me today, particularly around my career path that's, you know, opening up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, as you know, our guides talk to us all the time. They're in constant communication with us, whether we hear it or not. You know, they are in constant contact. You have 7 primary guides, which is the highest vibrational number there is on Earth. So it's a very beautiful, divine, stunning frequency of a number. It also means that thinking needs to reduce significantly in your life. And what your guides are telling me is that you actually get messages, but because your mind is so busy, you can't hear them or feel them as well as you could. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I tune in and I do the automatic writing and it's powerful. And I do get in the way. There's an interference because I overthink or I, you know, just get distracted and whatnot. But there's just so much going on with my creativity right now that I need to harness that guidance perhaps or.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. So you're doing great automatic writing, you're understanding what is being communicated to you, then you have to take the steps. I just ran into a couple that wasn't having fun where they were living in a different part of the country, and they sold everything, packed up their family, and they're starting again. You know, so we have to take these risks in our lives, and it may not be that much of a change for you that's required, but if we just do nothing or stay in the same patterns, then the flow of insight can't actually occur, or the flow of energy that's going to make the changes that we desire. It can't happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting ready for a massive trip.
Okay, where are you going?
South Africa and Mauritius.
Ooh, are you going on safari?
Not going on safari, but my partner and I are I'm going to go visit his family in South Africa, and then we're going to go to the island of Mauritius, and then come back through London and back home. And I'm extremely excited about it, but I'm also feeling like I'm kind of coming undone at the seams in terms of my, you know, I guess it's just, you know, taking care of things here so that we can free up to really enjoy the adventure and creativity and everything that comes through.
I think you're going to have a major breakthrough on your trip, because that's really, that's a perfect example of what I was talking about, where, you know, you're not moving, but you're picking up and you're going to be in places where you may not know the language or the traditions or the cultures. And
yeah,
and right, it's perfect for you. So you're going to get that really cool download and important information to help you with your career path. And it's going to be multisensory. Your new career is going to be more multisensory.
Definitely. Definitely. It already is, but I'm excited.
Good. So don't worry. This is excellent. You're going to have so much fun, and it's in the relaxation. That's why a lot of psychics, we rest.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, because that's when we get the information, is when we're at rest. So on your vacation, you're going to get a lot of great insight. And then remember, when you come home, still believe it. Don't say, oh, well, I was on a trip, you know, maybe that's not true. Believe it, follow it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds really great. Okay. Thank you.
Have
so
a great
much.
Time.
You.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
I was looking up the island of Mauritius. It's gorgeous. Have you?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, I've never been to that part of the world.
Neither have I, but I want to go now.
Oh, man. I'm going to be looking. Yeah. I really want to. I want to go on safari, actually. That's what I want to do in the next, you know, couple of years. Yeah. I think that would be really fun.
That'd be awesome. We'll take now Vincent calling in from the Oklahoma area. Hi, Vincent.
Hi. How are you all?
We're great.
We're great, Vincent. What can you do for you?
So I'm just wondering what my guides want to tell me about my current situation. Just some really short story here. My wife and I have clear visions about what we want our futures to look like. And mm-hmm. it does not involve us being married. But we're still best friends. My future's in music. And I've been seeing lots of numbers and signs, which means I'm in alignment. But I'm curious what you're hearing about the next steps. Like, should I go ahead and get a divorce and or quit my job? Or what can you say?
Well, I don't think you've made like you haven't made final decisions yet. You know, you're still in the what's in this box stage and what's in this box stage. You're still kind of in the discovery. So I wouldn't make any rash decisions right now. You've made good decisions. You know, you don't want to do the job you're doing. You know that you and your wife want to, you know, love each other and care for each other, but not as a couple. That's great. You've already had some wonderful insight, but I would just wait a little bit longer before you jump. Maybe, closer to the end of the year or in the beginning of next year. How does that sound?
We're both wanting to move on kind of to the next phase of our lives, but we're also open, you know, kind of open to, you know, letting the universe and divine timing and all that. So,
yeah, I just think that you've made decisions, but the path isn't quite completely clear for you. And I just want you to wait a little bit longer. And plus, we have a lot of planets in retrograde right now. Not that I say we have to make all of our decisions based on astrology. I don't really believe in that, quite frankly. But I just feel like there's some sort of inspiration that you guys are going to get. And it's just not quite here. So maybe just not jump ship. Like, go ahead and start dating other people and live your life as single people. But don't make any big changes right now.
Okay.
I know that sounds hard. Sense. Does it make sense? Yeah. Go ahead and you know, but just don't finalize things right now, because I think there's going to be some better ways or some new perceptions. One of you might move across the country, you know, like there's going to be some big changes coming up.
That's kind of what we're seeing. So like I said, there's more info, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So enjoy where you are. That's what I want you to do. This is the one thing that a lot of humans don't do, because we get too excited and we want to get to the end result. But the path is really through the experience. That's really what we're here for, is the experience. So enjoy where you are. You're making great choices. You're in alignment. I agree with you. You'll get clarity faster if you celebrate where you are.
Right. Sounds good. All right. That works. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thanks, Vincent, for joining the show today from Oklahoma. And we'll take one more before our first break.
I have been is Oklahoma.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
I've been there a few times. You have too. Huh?
Yeah, a little more familiar. Yeah. It's where my mom's side of the family comes from. So.
My mom's too, actually.
There we go. See, neighbors.
Yeah.
See, we're neighbors.
There you go. Right.
Susie from Vermont. It looks like it'll be our next one. Hi, Susie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi. Thanks
Hello.
So much. So I'm just calling to, it seems there's a thread today about big changes in people's lives. And that's
Agreed.
What I'm checking on too.
Great. So do you have a specific question about that?
It's more about, well, it might be career-wise. It might be energetically. It might be, well, I don't know, a move. You know, it just feels like it's big, and I'm not sure what it is.
Right. So here's what I'm being told by your guides, is that you need to make a decision. Like, you have all these ideas, and you've had them for a while, but you waver. You go back and forth, and you change your mind. And you go, well, wait a minute, maybe not that. And you can disagree with me if that's not true.
I actually have been, I believe I've been on a beautiful healing journey, and I feel like I've come through and done very well with it. And that now
Great.
that journey is in a really good place, and it's sort of time to take a leap.
Right. It's time to make a choice. So when we're manifesting and we're co-creating, even if we have a desire about something, but we kind of waver about it, or we hem and haw, or we kind of back and forth, it's difficult for the energy to get the momentum that it needs to allow it to burst into the physical reality. So you need to make a decision. Like, what is it that you want? What do you want?
Well, I'm looking for a new beginning. I'm looking for a new start. And I feel like I'm energetically ready for that, like a new career and new relationships and a new move to a new area.
Okay, so that's a lot of things, right? And I'm not saying it's wrong to desire a lot of things, but I can't feel your desire. Everything you just said to me sounds very mental. It feels like your brain. So what would you desire that inspires you? Because a move is a thing, a relationship is not necessarily a thing, but I don't feel your inspiration in it. I don't feel your inspiration in a new job. So what do you really, really want to experience?
Well, what I'm having a great time with is getting to know myself and going deeper and deeper and deeper with that.
Okay, good. I like that. So let that be your inspiration. You don't have to move or have a partnership or change your job to have all of those experiences. But knowing yourself better and having fun with yourself will give you the inspiration of what kind of partnership do you want? What kind of Beautiful. New career do you want? If you're going to move, what kind of experience do you want to have in a new location? So that's Beautiful. Where you're really, that's where you're working. You need to, there needs to be some sort of felt inspiration to manifest these things that you desire.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Have fun with hanging out with you.
Thank you. I am.
You're welcome. Okay, good.
Sounds perfect. We'll be right back with more from Marie.
And welcome back to the Marie Manucci Show. We are live here in gorgeous, stunning, beautiful Seattle. It's so pretty. Yeah, I have a dear friend who's a major master gardener, and she kind of does gardens for celebrities and people like that.
She's like that good.
She's that good.
Ah,
yeah.
All right.
And she gave me some advice to just plant a certain plant in my front yard. They're these beautiful hydrangeas that like sun. And she told me where to plant them. I went and bought 5 of them or something like that. Something so simple. In the summer, people literally come to my front door and ask if they can take pictures of my yard just from these 5 plants. I mean, this is how good she is. And even someone who I'd never met before who moved into the neighborhood came up to me and go, is your garden going to look like it did, your front yard? It did last year. And I go, yeah, in about a month it will. So there's just so many amazing, cool things we can do in the world. Everyone's incredibly talented. Everyone's really gifted. And when you're moving into that manifesting energy, you really need to feel the inspiration of it. Just like our last caller, she had a list of things she wants. And I want her to have all those things, but I couldn't feel her inspiration. I couldn't feel her joy for it. I couldn't, like, having a partner, what is the real main reason if you want to have a partner? What's the main reason you want to have a partner? There needs to be an inspiration about it, not just, oh, someone who can change the filter in the furnace, you know, that's a plus.
Sure.
As a single woman, you know, who's moving the ladder around and changing light bulbs, that's a plus, but that's not an inspiration to have a partner moving across the country? What's the inspiration to move across the country? Having a new job, what's your inspiration? What do you want to do in the world? You have to have this clarity, and you don't have to know all the nuts and bolts of it, but you have to have some sort of clarity of what it is that you want to experience, because that's how the universe is going to deliver it to you, is through embodying that type of vibration, that type of frequency. So that's where we want to spend our time, being curious about, well, if I want a partnership, what do I really want to experience from that partnership?
Perfect answer. I love it.
Great, great.
All right. So let's take now Darla, who's calling in from the Seattle area. Hi, Darla. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Benny. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Oh, and that's Hello. Winston. Sorry.
Oh, that's good. We love dogs. Yeah. So what's your question?
I wanted to, and overall about my chakras, because I've just been going through so much interesting body stuff and transformation that I've lost direction of how to get healthy, feel healthy, like spiritually, and also not to fall down the rabbit hole of doubt or fear, and just kind of letting go. I'm having a hard time with that. And so
letting go is a hard one for everyone. That's a challenge to trust the universe and yourself and let go and just be finding things within the moment to value and experience and to have enormous gratitude for. Your chakra system actually looks excellent. It's your auric field that is slower, more contracted. So what I'd love for you to start doing, because your energy is a part of you, it's like your hand, you know, it's a part of you, and how we treat our hands, like we put on gloves before we pull something out of the oven, you know, or we use a different type of glove before we use strong chemicals to clean something. So the auric field needs to be treated with kindness and care and attention as well. So in your case, because your aura is fairly contracted, I would love it to be about the size of 3 city blocks or extend in that length all around you, above you, below you, in front of you. So if you could imagine that it's kind of like a balloon and you're filling it with light or air, you can do this with your mind, and you're allowing this beautiful energetic part of yourself to extend 3 city blocks. Even 1 city block would be phenomenal. Do you think you could do that?
Yes. I need to, or I want to, I need to.
So our mind is really powerful. And if we allow our mind to be creative and playful, it will be. So you can imagine that you're blowing up your auric field. You can imagine that it's just already this huge embodiment of energy. And it, because once it gets large, it's going to fill up with light. That's what you want. You need more energy in your system, and you'll have access to the energy within your auric field if you allow it to expand. So you could even use a what if question. What if I allow my auric field to expand? What if I trust the universe? Because when people don't feel safe for whatever reason, consciously or unconsciously, they may contract their auric field, which is what happened to you. And I don't know when it began to happen, but you've been contracting your auric field for probably 5 years.
And, yes. Oh my God. And
it's hard on the body, because it's kind of like, you know, how trees and flowers need sunshine and water. If we had a big tent that covered the earth and we weren't allowing the earth's atmosphere to bring in these nutrients that the plants need, that's what's happening to your auric field. When it's contracted, it doesn't have the energy to feed your body, to feed your future, to inspire you. It's a powerful tool of co-creation.
Okay, so that probably explains why I'm having all my body pains, and I've been having so much pain in my ovaries I think it's my ovaries. I'm not good with the anatomy.
No, you're doing great. Yeah, it can very well. If you don't have enough energy, then your body could be, you know, working harder than it needs to try to make things happen, which can lead to discomfort. But let's not try to figure anything out right now. I just want you to get in the practice of expanding your aura so it can fill up with energy. If you need more information, you'll get the insights from this extra energy, but I just want you to practice this and let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day.
Yeah. Thanks, Darla, for joining us from the Seattle area. And we'll take now Judy calling in from Vancouver, BC. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me back. Hi, Marie. Hi, Benny.
Hello. Hi. What can I do for you?
I'm also very good theme today. I'm also going through big changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming in and out of, the struggle of feeling out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So
here's how I would describe it. Some people have internal energy blocks, meaning their energetic structure, kind of like our last caller, where her energy system wasn't functioning very well, and that was creating the hiccups, if you will, or the speed bumps in her life. Yours are external. So you have things in your life that aren't working for you, but you're not letting go of them, or you're not changing them, from my perspective. And these external blocks are also pure energy. And if we don't address them, like there are so many clients, not so many, not anymore, but I used to have a lot of clients who would not leave challenging or difficult relationships. That's a block. You know, that's an energetic block. When you have to address something every single day that's really uncomfortable, whether it's a job or a place that you're living that you don't like, and you're not removing that block from your life, then that slows down the entire process of manifesting and co-creation.
Thank you. Both of those things.
Okay. So I know it's hard. Like our human mind goes, well, I can't do that. Either I can't financially, or I don't want to be mean to this person or my boss or whatever the situation is. But you have to stop all of those mind-made emotions and think about what it is that you really want. What does your body really want? What kind of freedoms do you really want in your life? And relationships, when they're not healthy and they're challenging and they're not getting better and they're not shifting or they're not changing, those become almost like concrete walls that are affecting our entire life and existence. They're blocks, just like a poorly moving third chakra that's spinning backwards and has no energy in it. It could be affecting someone's pancreas or their liver. So you don't have internal blocks. You've worked a lot on yourself, which is excellent, but you have external blocks and you are afraid to move them, or you won't move them, or whatever the situation is.
Well, actually we've been given 60 days to leave the home we've been living in for the last mm-hmm. 3.5 years. And so for me, it's a situation where I'm excited about the change. I'm the block, I think, is that I'm allowing external circumstances to create stress around it. So I wanted to ask my spirit guides, what is my next step? Are we buying or are we renting? Where to put my energy? What is in our, highest good?
It's a great question. So what inspires you? Don't let your logical mind try to find the solution. You want to look for inspiration and joy. Are you inspired to go have another rental property? Are you inspired to go buy something? What inspires you? What gets you excited?
How
happy are you in this union? Because I brought up partnership a couple times in the conversation.
Are you there?
Hello?
Oh, I see. We accidentally switched the caller into the other room on accident. So sorry, Judy, about that. We just had a technical issue there. Can you just wrap up with her maybe? Because I can't get her back. She's already gone. Sorry about that, Marie.
Again, follow the inspiration and kind of look at your partnership. If you're you know, are madly in love with your partner, that's great. But maybe you guys need to have some conversations to lift the energy in the relationship so that we can get rid of some external blocks.
There you go. Sorry about that, Marie. My bad.
Okay.
Let's just move on. We still have time for another caller. So
I want to say one thing,
okay,
though.
Sure.
So we have a couple slots available in our immersion into the Reiki retreat. So these just came up. We had some people who had to make some changes due to some family dynamics. And so we have two more spots open. And this is the first Reiki retreat that I've taught in about 3.5 years. So it's a 2-day in-person workshop on Friday, September 29th through Sunday, October 1st. You learn all levels of Reiki. You get attuned, you get to practice. It's really fun. You get to have lunch. We're in the Lodge Hotel in one of our state parks. So it's going to be absolutely stunning and beautiful. Just go to energyintuitive.com to find out more or to register for that course.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. Let's take our next caller. It's Catherine, who is calling in from New Hampshire. Catherine, welcome to the show. And what's your question?
Hi, thanks. My question is just generally, what is in the highest good for me in my life right now? And to get an energy, a read on the energy that's happening right now and what I can, what might help me strengthen what needs to be strengthened. I've been doing really well, and then just recently it's like all stirred up.
Uh-huh. And is this stirring up about other people?
Yeah, about other people. I was very focused on sort of career that really inspires me and traveling with it. And then kind of coming home right now. Yeah. I'm getting distracted by a lot of other people.
Right. And so those are external blocks. I'm just making this as clear as I can for individuals, because so many people work on their energy thinking that if I change my energy, then my path will open up. That is true. But if you have external blocks, then the path can't open. External blocks are just as powerful as internal ones. So can you ignore these people and just do what you want?
Yeah. Yeah. I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your answer. And notice how your energy changed, right? Your energy shifted. You got lighthearted. Your vibration frequency increased. So don't care what other people think. I think that's such an important concept. It's powerful. It's extremely powerful to listen to your own insight, follow your own energy frequency. That's how we become creative, unique individuals who are successful and happy and fulfilled. Not by listening to what other people say, unless that inspires us. Right? If you don't feel inspired by what people tell you, then don't follow it, no matter what it is.
Yeah,
that's a hard one for you, I think.
Sought out, yeah, it is. I sought out meeting new people because I had a lot of energy after a trip, and so it was sort of my choice to start meeting people. And does it feel like that's what's overwhelming me, and I could just get rid of that and continue with my plans to work and travel?
Well, I think it's okay to meet people and have fun, but that doesn't mean that their advice has to be what you need, you know, or whatever. Like, if you meet new people and they're going through tough times and you're lowering your vibration to maintain these relationships, that's an external block. So stay in your own joy. You can still have them in your life that you maybe go out to dinner with occasionally if you want to, but listen to your own inspiration, not other people's inspiration. And if you have negative or critical people in your life, that's an external block. Does that make sense?
I'm curious what is going on with my energy, if it is fundamentally sort of okay, or if there's something that happened that I should work on.
I think it's fundamentally okay. And I think instead of just believing what other people say, or taking their word so fully like you do, you need to check in with your own inner guidance all the time. Everybody needs to do this. What does your inner guidance say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Well, thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks welcome. Very much for joining the show. And Marie, we're at our next break and of the hour. We'll take that right now, and we'll be right back with more from Marie.
And welcome back to the Marie Manu Cherry Show. We're live here in Seattle, gorgeous sunny Seattle. I know you've been listening to the commercials, but I'm very excited for our deep dive into the essence of self-love workshop. Self-love is really everything. The more you can get into the experience of loving yourself, just like you would other people or pets or parts of the world, the more you value who you are and the more you can upgrade your life and allow better people. And I don't mean people aren't great, but people who are a better fit for you, where your vibration clicks, you attract an upgrade of wealth in your life as you feel that experience, that authentic experience of self-love. You can have better health is a huge positive result from falling madly in love with yourself. So anyway, we're going to do this for a 2-day in-person workshop, October 28th to Sunday, October 29th, energyintuitive.com to find out more and to sign up for our class. Lunch is included, delicious food at the lodge in Kenmore, Washington.
Perfect, perfect. We'll take now Ellie, who is calling in from Bend, Oregon. So hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Hi, Ellie. Bend is so beautiful. It is. What a great place to live.
Well, I just moved here, and I am calling because I'm in a major life transition myself. I had some very significant losses the past few months, and I hit pretty rock bottom in my life. And then I've been over the past few months working my way up and trying to just keep moving forward and finding myself. And I was just calling to see if there's any thing that my guides are saying to help me continue to move forward.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for the losses, by the way. I truly, truly am. Sometimes when losses occur, well, probably all the time, the soul that's leaving the earth, whether it's a human or a plant or a gorgeous dog like Charles has now jumped on my lap. The shift and transition for that soul is really about them and whatever it is that they want to create or want to continue to experience. It really has very little to do with the earth realm and their loved ones and family members from their soul's perspective. They're making this decision purely for their own advancement and consciousness. However, there is always kind of like a positive side effect. Just like when we start to eat healthier food because we're inspired to, not out of fear, but we move into a place of inspiration, our body might change. It might have some positive aspects that occur because something has shifted. The universe is always looking for a shift, a movement, lateral or elevated. It's always looking for something of that nature. So these losses, even though I'm very, very sorry, and I'm sure they've been incredibly difficult, there is a positive aspect for you as well. Have you figured out what that is?
Finding myself.
Yeah, having time for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reinventing myself.
Great. So are you allowing yourself to celebrate that? Because remember, the souls, when they leave Earth, they don't miss us like we miss them. I mean, occasionally I run into a soul that loved Earth so much and had so much fun and enjoyed all the relationships that it was having that it misses it, but never to the degree that we do. You know, we miss our loved ones at such a huge percentage, way more than a soul that's crossed over. So knowing that they're not lonely or alone or scared or sad, that beings on the other side are really happy and excited and they're on an adventure. It's like they just went to a country they've never been to or they haven't been to in a long time. Of course, they've been to the other side before, but it's always different. When every time you have a lifetime, you have a brand new perception, your beliefs have changed, you've gained some sort of unique insight. And now you're back in the magical land of joy and expansion, and you get to experience it from a whole nother vantage point. So if you can hold that energy for the people who've crossed, or the beings that have crossed in your life, and then hold that inspirational energy for yourself, which it sounds like you are to some degree, I'm very proud of you. That's all you really need at this moment in your existence. That's all you need. Can you be okay with that, with what I just said?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I was just seeing what guidance is coming up for me and how to keep finding my way.
Yeah, so when you're thinking about finding your way, is there something that you feel inspired to experience? Like, for example, the reason why I went from nursing to energy work is because I felt inspired about what was really going on in the body. It inspired me. I would walk into a patient's room before I could see the inside of a patient's body, or that I realized that I could, because we already have natural gifts and talents inside of us, but we don't investigate them. We don't believe in them. We don't trust in their existence for whatever reason. It's just part of the human condition. I would just stand at the bedside, just kind of staring at the blanket going, what is it that's calling me? This is very interesting. And I allowed myself to be inspired just by that simple moment that didn't have any logical essence within it. In fact, that's where the magic is, not in the logical explanation, but in the lack of logic. You're in a powerful moment right now. You have so many archways open around you, not the traditional ones that I see between the human world and the other side where spirit guides occupy space. These are archways from the passing of loved ones and the openings that occur when beings cross between different divides. So you're in a powerful place. Just stay in the energy as much as you can every single day of joy and inspiration, and then things will just light up for you, or continue to light up for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you. That was beautiful. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Thank
you too.
Much.
Yeah, thanks, Ellie. And enjoy Bend, Oregon.
I know, Bend. That's where my sister lives.
It's also the home of the last Blockbuster video store.
Oh, is it still open?
It's still open.
Oh,
as far
that
as
must
I know.
Be like,
I mean, as far
that,
as I
that
know.
That might be kind of like a everybody just does it out of some sentimental, you know,
like
I don't
tour,
even have
it's
a
like
DVD.
A tourist attraction.
Yeah, because I don't even have a DVD player.
It kind of
you know,
is.
Like.
Well, the thing is what's nice, I actually visited the store a couple years ago. It's still nice because a lot of people just don't have as much access to internet in their areas.
Oh.
So they like the hard copy stuff still sometimes, and they still generate a decent business coming out of there. So,
I think that's very cool. I could donate a whole bunch of DVDs to them if they want them.
Probably. I'm sure they get offers all the time, though, too.
I'm sure.
I hear you can also rent out the place and stay the night there, too. So.
It's kind of like the Barbie house. By the way, have you seen the Barbie movie?
No, not yet. I'm not on the Barbie
movement.
I want
to move to Barbie World. I loved it. It was so fun. I saw it with one of my daughters. I loved it. It was it's so insightful. Like, it's the type of movie, if you like it, you know, when you watch it,
sure,
you could watch it a whole bunch of times because there's so much layers of information.
Yeah.
That I think you could be shocked and surprised every time you watch it. It's really good.
My little sister had the what was it, the Dream Mansion, the Barbie Dream Mansion.
Yeah.
She got it for Christmas one year and I was totally jealous. I got like a little bait.
Excellent.
I got like a little action figure that year and I was like, come on. Like, really?
You should have shared the Barbie Mansion. It should have been for both of you.
I don't know what happened. I got to talk to her about that.
Yeah, you got to talk. When my kids were younger, our next door neighbor had three daughters too. Mm-hmm. And they had every Barbie thing you can imagine. So Mariam would just walk across the driveway and go to Tiffany's house.
Right?
And you know, have every Barbie accessory that she could possibly desire.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it was great.
We'll probably take one more before our last, or before we end the show. We'll take now Marissa calling in from the Bellevue area. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Marie.
Hey. Hi.
I have two health issues. So first, I had elective surgery the beginning of this year in the abdomen area. And since then, I'm just having pain just located on the mid to right side, about 2 inches below the rib. And it's intermittent, but it just has not gone away. And sometimes it just really hurts.
It could even be some sort of adhesions. Have you heard about those?
No.
Okay. And I always recommend go to the doctor, have a checkup, make sure everything's okay. I really believe in that. So sometimes when we have surgery, we get like scar tissue and it can take a while for it to break up or move and it can be kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But there is, you know, I've talked about this one enzyme, serrapeptase, and it actually breaks up scar tissue according to what I've read about it. So you might want to look up that herb or that supplement, and if it's okay with your doctors or your practitioner, start taking that because it might break up some of that underlying stress. Because you have really tight muscles. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You have you don't let go of your fascia, which means you probably need to do some fascia work, which could be like Rolfing, you know, from a gentle Rolfer, because Rolfing can be really painful. If some people like the pain, I like the gentle Rolfer personally, but you need to move your fascia. So when you already have tight muscles and then you've had abdominal surgery, elective or not, it doesn't matter. The fascia gets tight because you can't move after surgery. You have to rest and you know, you can't lift things, especially abdominal surgery. So you already have tight fascia, then it gets even tighter. And when fascia gets tight, it affects ligaments and tendons and muscles because fascia covers everything. It's kind of like paint on the walls, covers everything.
Okay.
So if you're post-surgical where you have freedom to do whatever you need to do, then I would, you know, investigate different ways to move fascia. Like you can get the fascia blaster where you can move fascia. You could get one of those Life Pro machines that kind of shake and you stand on them and it starts to move your body, that moves fascia. You could have some fascia massages. Okay. There's all kinds of things that you could do. But when people have tight fascia, what's the underlying energetic reason why they have it, and you've had it since you were a child, in my opinion, is because you need to learn to let go, get out of the way, surrender.
Yeah, that's a big issue for me. I got to work on that.
Well, all you have to do is repeat a what if question. And, you know, pretty soon we're going to have our new intuitive what if cards. I can't wait till we get them back from the printers and we can start to mail them out to people. But you could just use the what if question. What if I surrender and trust? That's a good one for you. What if I surrender and trust?
The second one is my right foot, and I'm going on a Europe trip next week, but it's just not right. It's to the point that I can walk on it, but yeah, that hurts. What is it?
Yeah, well, again, I'm kind of in a lot of stuck energy. Like, I don't think there's anything seriously wrong with your foot. Could you go get a nice massage, a soft one, start getting things moving, maybe do some red light and near infrared therapy before you go?
Mm-hmm.
That would be important, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great trip. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Benny and Jen, for helping us do our beautiful show. And thank you, everyone, for being part of our Fall and Love with Yourself Hour. It's an experience. Step into it like a shower. Have fun with it. Let it move into your body. You deserve it. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.